Sunday is Father's Day, that day when dads get some extra thanks and maybe a couple of extra ties for all the little things they do. Veronica Reichert says this Father's Day reminds her of the biggest gift she's been given, a chance to learn more about her father and herself.
All through my childhood, people would ask me, "What are you?" I understood that a human being, a girl, a runner-up in the Harvard Milk Day Parade was not the answer they were looking for. They were talking about my nationality. The truth was, I was Latina. I didn't know what the word meant then. When a friend from college mentioned Chicano studies, I barely knew enough to correct her. My mother met my father and fell in love on a study abroad program in Puebla, Mexico. But things happened. She went back to the States. He said he'd join her and never did. She fell out of love. And I was born. During the 80s, when I was growing up in rural Wisconsin, nobody was Hispanic. So I told people I was Italian. "You look Italian," they'd reply. I'd tell them I was Greek. "You look Greek," they'd reply. I got gutsy. I told them I was Romanian. "You look Romanian," they'd always say. The truth was, I was ashamed of being different. The summer before college, we got a weird phone call. I passed the phone to my mother. It turned out to be the phone call. It was about my father, who I hadn't seen in 16 years. My father, who used to take my mother out to dinner, then sneak out the door without paying. My father, who inhabited my memory solely through a handful of Polaroids that turned up in a desk. He was dead. Complications from polio. There would be no reunions on Oprah for us. A private investigator had found us too late. 2 years later, my mother took me to Mexico to meet the family I'd never known. That summer, in Mexico, I learned what became of my father, what we had in common, namely singing, opening the refrigerator doors of strangers, and good teeth. My Mexican family got a little carried away. "You enjoy breathing? So does your father," they joke. My father's family was wonderful and warm, and when I got married 2 years later, most of them were there. Through them, I found out what might have been if the cards had been dealt a little bit differently. Turns out, my father became a successful businessman and set up his brothers and sisters in nice two-story houses on a quiet street in Puebla, lined with bougainvillea. My father's sister pointed out the one he'd picked out for my mom and me. It was a weird feeling, taking a tour of my life, the alternate ending, like a Christmas carol with mole. I didn't grow up in Mexico, and I didn't grow up with my father. But sometimes, when I sing, or brush my freakishly perfect teeth, or bug my host by snooping in their frigidaire, it feels like I did.
Veronica Rickard is a writer in Madison, Wisconsin, and she comes to us from Wisconsin Public Radio.